VOA News, your remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Thousands of Thai protesters joined an anti-government demonstration in Bangkok Sunday. It was one of the biggest since a 2014 coup. The protesters chanted slogans like "Down with dictatorship" and "The country belongs to the people." Students have organized protests almost daily for the past month, but the latest drew wider support to demands for the departure of former junta leader Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha's government, a new constitution, and an end to harassing opposition activists. Some students have also called for reform of the monarchy, once a taboo subject, with many calling for the monarchy to fall under a constitution. The Thai Prime Minister won elections last year that the opposition says were held under rules to ensure that he kept power. The most vocal opposition party was subsequently banned. The monarchy still has a lot of support in Thailand, and the king has asked that a law banning criticism of him not be enforced at this time. The Belarusian ambassador to Slovakia has expressed his support for protesters in an undated video published Saturday by Belarusian Nasha Neba media. He said, I quote, "Stand in solidarity with those who came out on the streets of Belarusian cities with peaceful marches so that their voices could be heard," he said in the video. People have been protesting in the capital Minsk and other cities since election officials declared longtime authoritarian president Alexander Lukashenko winner of the August 9th election with over 80% of the votes against the main opposition candidate, and she came in with just over 9% of the vote. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's top coronavirus advisor used a visit to the U.S. state of Kansas to urge people to wear masks regardless of where they live. Dr. Deborah Birx, coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said Saturday that the epidemic is both urban and rural. She also stressed that people should socially distance and not have gatherings. Birx said when communities start seeing a rise in positive cases, leaders need to close the bars, restrict indoor dining, and ensure there's a mask mandate. Globally, approximately 770,000 people have died from COVID-19. The figure is more than 169,000 in the United States and more than 107,000 in Brazil. There are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the United States having the largest share, followed by Brazil and India, altogether totaling over 11 million. India says it's ready to mass produce COVID-19 vaccines when scientists give the go-ahead. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in an Independence Day speech this weekend, in annual celebrations held at the 17th century Red Fort and scaled down due to the pandemic, the Prime Minister identified health and economic self-reliance as the key priorities for his government. He also launched a national project to roll out health identities for each citizen in the country of $1.3 billion. Modi said records of every health test, disease, medication, and other details will be kept under a health ID. Meantime, two of Rio de Janeiro's most famous tourist attractions, the Christ the Redeemer statue and Sugarloaf Mountain, reopened this weekend with new measures in place to stop the spread of coronavirus, while Brazil still has the world's worst COVID-19 outbreak outside of the United States. A ribbon-cutting ceremony marked the reopening of the Christ the Redeemer statue, which was deep-cleaned on Friday in preparation for Saturday's visitors. Sugarloaf Mountain also welcomed visitors once again on Saturday with reduced hours and limited capacity. Social distancing, face coverings, and hand sanitizing are mandatory for visitors. Despite the gradual reopenings, experts warn Brazil has yet to hit the peak of its health emergency. New Zealand Sunday reported 13 new confirmed cases of the coronavirus over a 24-hour period as the country's first outbreak in months continues to grow. The 13th infected person was a traveler returning from abroad and in a managed quarantine now. The new cases took the number of active ones in New Zealand to 69. This after going months of having no new recorded cases. And that's all for today. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.